It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, the one place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our region. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall. And this is a fun week this week because we've got so many little things that if you were sort of reading the papers or listening to various resources and your friends, you would never find half of these things. And they're really intriguing. They're all about our local area. And so it's real rural intelligence, Robin Hood radio type of stuff where you can learn about what's going on in the area in an exciting way. So it's good fun.
Well, I guess we might as well start off, and we'll start off March 5th, Adams.
Yeah, this is a classic example. So in Adams, there is the Bart Charter Public School. To be honest, I'd vaguely heard about it, wasn't that, sort of really aware very much of what they were doing. But they have a guest speaker this week who is going to knock a lot of people's socks off. It's the international scientist, Dr. Sylvester Gates Jr. Now, for those people who know about him, he's a superstar. Apparently, he's a colleague of Bart's executive director, Jay White. He is a theoretical physicist, and he's been studying and talking about some of these fundamental issues of nature, many of which I have also been wrestling with. Why does matter have mass, or how does matter and space interact? I'm joking, of course, but he, in terms of sort of theoretical physicists, he is a superstar. He's a Ford Foundation Professor of Physics at Brown University, and he's a member of every professional group you can think about, including the Society of Black Physicists. So he's a real leader in the black community, which is really significant in certain parts of it's significant everywhere, but it's particularly important because there's a large African-American population in Massachusetts. So he can really be a sort of a leader for these people. So he was elected, by the way, to the National Academy of Sciences. He received the National Medal of Science from President Obama. Anyway, during the day, he's going to be visiting various classes at the school. But at 6 p.m. on Monday, March the 5th, he is going to be giving a free public lecture entitled "What Does Math Have to Do with Reality?" So really a great inspiration for these kids, but also I think for a lot of other people who are interested in what he's doing. It's open to the public. And because Dr. Gates is such an extremely popular speaker, I suggest that if you're interested in this type of thing, you might want to make a reservation. You can do that by going to the Bart Charter School website via Rural Intelligence. Or you go to our homepage, and you'll see, you can scroll down and find the event. But this will be, I think, a really interesting and fascinating talk by a really fascinating community leader and brilliant physicist as well. So it's great.
March 8th. In Hudson, Drop, Forge, and Tool, All Woman's Eve.
Yeah, well, of course, we're coming up to International Women's Day. And Hudson is celebrating at Drop, Forge, and Tool, which is the organization that holds all sorts of handcraft workshops and creative residences. And they're holding an event on Thursday, March the 8th, which is an art and event with also book reading. So it starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, where there's going to be an art show. Other things are going to be going on. And then they have, I think they have in total about 9 different artists. And then it's going to be followed by a series of performances at Spotty Dogs Books and Music on Main Street, on Warren Street there. And that starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. So this is an opportunity to celebrate International Women's Day there in Hudson.
We will move on to Pittsfield on March the 9th, the Berkshire Hills Country Club.
Well, yeah, this is another situation which is really intriguing. So here we are. I love a wine tasting, and this is to benefit the Pittsfield Education Foundation. And it's, as you say, it's at the Berkshire Hills Country Club on Friday the 9th. And I I know most of the sort of voluntary organizations in our area, and I started didn't know the Pittsfield Education Foundation, so I started reading up about it, and it's a really fascinating organization, really needs a lot of support. It's a grassroots organization. It's only been established very recently. It's to support Pittsfield's students and teachers. So the hope is to provide opportunities for both students and teachers to achieve their greatest potential. And right at the top of the list is literacy for all, very important in the region. They are looking at education, trying to find the innovative ways that they can really exploit creativity in the schools as well. So, it will be all about working with the teachers as much as it is about the pupils. So anyway, they need to be funded. This is a wine tasting, gives you an opportunity to do just that with a selection of wines from around the world. They're going to have some craft beers, I suspect some local ones there. There's going to be some food, raffles, silent auction. It starts at the Berkshire Hills Country Club at 6 o'clock on Friday, March the 9th. So interesting new organization, definitely worthwhile supporting if you have time.
All right, we will move on to Lenox on March 9th, the Lenox Library celebrating International Women's Day.
Yes, yes. They are celebrating. This is a historic library. If you haven't been to the Lenox Library, it really is an impressive building and facility. They're celebrating, as you say, International Women's Day with a series of five-minute readings by the editor of an anthology of women's writers. And the anthology is called Writing Fire. So you can hear readings from the editors, but also there are going to be a whole series of contributors there, like Jane Ben-Julian, who Amber Chand is local, Annie Crowfoot, another local. There's a couple of other people. I don't recognize their names, but I suspect they're probably local as well. And that's all a big celebration, and it will start at 7 o'clock Friday, March the 9th in Lenox at Lenox Library. And again, it's good to see us celebrating the International Women's Day.
Our good friends at the Salisbury Forum on March 9th are presenting a little different type of forum this time around on March 9th.
Well, I'm not sure how different, but anyway, Salisbury Forum is going to be welcoming Pam Tadgy, who's the director of Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival, and she's going to be giving a talk which is called Dance in the 21st Century. I hope there will be an opportunity for questions and all that sort of thing as well. Pam is the person responsible for setting the artistic vision and the strategic goals for all aspects of Jacob's Pillow. In 2017, she was named one of the most influential people in dance today in Dance Magazine. So if you're interested in dance, and there's so much of it going on in the area, whether it's at Jacob's Pillow or Cat's Barn or lots of other places, actually, if you want to find out what's going on dance in the 21st century, this is your opportunity. The Salisbury Forum meets at Hodgson School. It's at 7:30 on Friday, March the 9th.
Also on March 9th, back to Pittsfield we go, the Colonial Theater.
Yes, yeah. This is, we're talking about dancing, and this is an amazing Grammy Award-winning South African a cappella group is going to be at the Colonial Theatre in Pittsfield. It's called Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and they're going to be performing these tremendous vocal harmonies along with signature dance moves as well. It's going to be a real celebration. They're South African, so this is a mix of the traditional Zulu harmonies, and they put in a little bit of gospel as well. And you may well have heard them because they performed at Nelson Mandela's inauguration. They were in Disney's Lion King. They were on the Paul Simon Graceland album. So they are really well known. They are great fun to watch on stage because not only are they singing and are they dancing, but they're known for some fun banter back and forth as well. So it makes a great show. It's at the Colonial Theatre in Pittsfield on Friday, March the 9th. It starts at 8 o'clock. And again, you'll have to get some tickets in advance, I suspect.
March 10th and 11th, a couple of events coming up in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah. Well, we wrote a big story in Rural Intelligence this week about this event, as you say, of the weekend, 10th and 11th in Poughkeepsie, where they're holding the Upstate Gay Adventure. And it's known as the Baby Goat Weekend. So Big Gay Hudson Valley has arranged a sort of an overnight stay venture in conjunction with Sprout Creek Farm, where people can stay. It includes all sorts of wild and wonderful things, including baby goat yoga, whatever that is. You can read about it in Rural Intelligence. There's all sorts of entertainment. There's a cheese making tour and tastings. There's meals and more. The interesting thing from, I think a lot of people, listeners, will find them amazing is Sprout Creek Farm is anticipating that over that weekend alone, and I guess they can time this very carefully, they will be delivering something between 50 and 100 kids. And when I say kids, Marshall, I mean goat kids, not children. And they'll be there, they'll be delivered over the weekend. So I think it will be like an amazing time of the year to have arranged this. Fascinating, and I suspect great fun. So you read about it in Rural Intelligence. But then also on that Saturday night, March the 10th, in Poughkeepsie at the Grandview, they're going to be holding the Stand Together Gala 2018, which is a celebration to benefit the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Community Center. So that will be a really fun, I suspect, at times a wild evening with cocktails, dinner and dancing. There's going to be a live and a silent auction. Great fun. Starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. So if you want to support the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Community Center, this is your opportunity to go and have a party and enjoy it and do that.
Now, also on March 10th, let's go over to Rhinebeck Clinton Library, Life in Antarctica.
Yeah, you know, this week, there's, as I said, there are so many little events going on that you wouldn't necessarily find, but are just absolutely fascinating. So Life in Antarctica is a talk that's going to be given by a local Clinton resident, Melissa Koshal. She is going to be at the Clinton Library at 11:30 in the morning on Saturday, March the 10th. So she's been to Antarctica three times. And she's going to be talking about what it's like to live and to work in Antarctica in different seasons. She's going to be there with some of her survival gear just to give people an idea. This I find absolutely fascinating. I've been watching the Attenborough program on the TV about, you know, planet Earth. And you just get an idea of how tough conditions can be there in Antarctica. So absolutely fascinating. You can actually hear someone talk, and you can talk to her in the questions about who's actually spent some time there. So that's Melissa Koggeshall at 11:30 in Clinton Library on Saturday, March the 10th.
And on March the 10th, let's head to Sheffield, the Bushnell Sage Library.
Another absolutely fascinating event. So who would know it, but the Leslie Wheeler, who is an award-winning author of books about American history, and she's written some biographies as well, has now started writing two different mystery series that have been published. One you may know is the Miranda Lewis Living History Mysteries, and the other one are the Berkshire Helltown Mysteries. And as you can imagine, Leslie is obviously a local writer. She lives locally. She's going to be at the Bushnell Stage Library in Sheffield on that Saturday, March the 10th at 3 o'clock to talk about her new books, her writing, how she can write several different sort of stories at the same time. Absolutely fascinating. So that will be, if you're in the Sheffield area, definitely worthwhile popping in if you've got a second.
All right, we will move on to Roxbury now. This time we'll go to the Minor Library.
Yeah, well, this is another fascinating situation with the library. It's really caught on. So David Byers, who's the deputy managing editor of Vogue, is actually going to be in Roxbury at the Minor Library because he has just published a book which is called Our Time at Fox Hollow Farm, A Hudson Valley Family Remembered. This is a pictorial history of the Rheinbeck family that really, in the early decades, I think they bought the farm, Fox Hollow, in 2006, something like that. Sorry, in 1906. So they were there for 100 years or more, and there were so many photographs that it was the opportunity to really build up a photographic history of that whole era, which is just absolutely magical to look at. And he's going to be there in Roxbury at the Minor Library at 5 o'clock talking about that. And you can also ask questions. It's a really fascinating bit of local history there as well.
Our good friends at the Cornwall Library present The Influence of Culture, Politics, and Fake News.
Well, on Sunday, it gets a bit more serious, at least to start with, because you say they've got a talk on at 1 p.m. on Sunday from Dr. Robert Petrausch. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's a National Council member of the United Nations Association USA branch, and he represents the New England region. And he's going to be giving a talk, which, frankly, is probably very relevant at the moment. It's The Influence of Culture, Politics, and Fake News on the UN in this Age of Speed. So there will be, I'm sure, a lot of meat on this one, because this is really getting to the roots of some of the issues that we've got at the moment. So he's going to be talking about the influence of culture, politics, fake news, all those sort of things. It's at 1 o'clock. In Cornwall at the Cornwall Library on Sunday, March the 11th.
We will move on March 11th. Lady Randy.
Yeah, you know, Venford Hall puts on these relatively small events, but some of them are really just lovely, great fun events in this magnificent surroundings. And on Sunday, March the 11th in Venford Hall in Lennox, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they've got two people coming, an actress and an actor, and the actress is a playwright. Her name is Anne Underland, and the Broadway actor is Mark Zisler, and they are going to be presenting a reading of her play, which is the story of Jenny Jerome. Now, Jenny Jerome is the daughter of the wealthy New York family who she married Lord Randolph Churchill. And then she became the mother, of Winston Churchill. There was a lot of scandal about her, and there was talk that she conceived Winston Churchill before the marriage. Well, you can find out all about it. I'm sure it will absolutely be delightful and fascinating. And of course, it will be set in the sort of house that these people would have been visiting, over 100 years ago. So it's at 3 o'clock, Venford Hall in Lennox on Sunday, March the 11th.
And we can wrap things up in Hudson on March 11th, Spotty Dog Books and Ale, a book release party.
Yep, a couple of good books coming up, which we ought to just keep on the radar here. Spotty Dog Books and Ale are going to be welcoming Katie Heaney. I guess she came from Minnesota some time ago, but she lives in Brooklyn now. You may know her because she's the author of a couple of memoirs. One was Never Have I Ever. And then her new one that's just coming out is Would You Rather? And she's written several novels, Dear Emma, Public Relations. She's written for Cosmopolitan, New York Magazine, The Atlantic. She worked at BuzzFeed for years, and both as a writer and editor. So she's going to be reading from her new book. And then Chloe Caldwell will also be there. She's local upstate New York author. Her essays have appeared in Chronogram, so people may well have come across her in the region because of that. Her new book is called I'll Tell You in Person, but in the past she's published a book called Women, I think, various other things. So Both of these authors are going to be there on Sunday evening, March the 11th, starting at 5 o'clock. And it will be an opportunity for to hear the reading, but also a bit of a lively question and answer, which I'm sure that will be as well. So that's Sunday, March the 11th at Spotty Dog Books and Ale.
And that will wrap up this week's edition of Rural Intelligence. Of course, just a fraction of what you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
Lovely. I will look forward to it, Marshall.